Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Late Night with the Super Fluffy Flirt. And I am the Super Fluffy Flirt, Miss LaCrush Hart. As you can tell, we do not have an intro for this show just yet. Don't worry, it's coming. I don't normally do my show on Blog Talk Radio. What happens is, this is actually a cam show. And you can go to my personal website to view me on cam right now. We have a little bit over 2 hours. I will be doing overtime. I play music on this show, mostly stuff that I like. And I talk about whatever, but mostly it's me doing a cam show. And people just looking at my beautiful face and me being awesome and things of that nature. I am running a little slow right now because I had to restart my whole system. But please bear with me. Once again, you can give me a call at 805-830-8320. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to get into some tracks, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to chop it up. And like I said, this is normally a slow tune show. You know, I just play nice R&B and things of that nature. I am on Ustream under the Super Fluffy Flirt. I'm also on superfluffyflirt.com. where you can view my webcam, and you can also see me in the chat room. If you like what you see, let me know. If you don't, you can still let me know. It's all good. And like I said, we're having fun tonight. Come back with the chat questions and everything underneath the sun. Black Reporter will not be here with us. So I'm going to start the tune off in memory of Black Reporter, because we love Black Reporter.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. Something. How long has it been since you made love? last week. Did you make love last year? Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight. Well, just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard, long, long, short, and be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. Making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied, because when she gets satisfied, she starts calling my name. She said, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter. The other night I was stroking my woman, and it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me. She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my butt. I be stroking.
Yo, see. Yo, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. That's me, Wilson. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a little time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget, babe, the name is Charlie. With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust. Here with that thing, I'm gonna treat myself. Being in love is good for you. Yeah. It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else. Now that I'm in this club, I might as well. Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Last name Wilson. I was wondering if I could take you out. Invite you to here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget,
no.
My name is Charlie. Now, I ain't got nobody to ride in my new coupe with. Got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just the one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone. But the hell with that thing, I'm gonna treat myself. Being in love is good for your head. It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else. Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
My name is Charlie.
This is how we started off the set with a song dedicated to a black reporter, Stroking, by Clarence Carter. Next, we played Choosy Lover by the Isley Brothers. And we finished off the set with Charlie Wilson. My name is Charlie, last name Wilson.
Duh.
Just having a good time on cam. Shout out to One Storm from New York who decided to join us in the chat room. Shout out to Marva who joined us in the chat room. Tonight we have a very light show. We have an age-old question looking for brand new, fresh answers. Call in 805-830-8320. What do women want from men? That is the question. And we got a call already. 347-442.
Yeah.
I just know my phone number just now.
How are you?
What up, Crush?
What your name is?
I'm telling it's Stick Styles and the place to be.
Stixie.
No, God, check you out. You know I had to come through. I had to come
What's
through.
Going on,
girl, Crush is doing it up. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? I have to, you know, say what's up. I'm loving it. I'm feeling it. I'm on Ustream with you right now. I'm feeling the vibes.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
What's up, Stix? Okay, so we had a question, but it goes both ways tonight. What do men want from women, and what do women want from men? You got to turn down your computer.
Oh, you know me. I always been like that. I got to turn my computer on. All right, I got to mute.
Right, you got to put it on mute because you're going to get
it. All right, hit me the question again. You know, I'm watching you on my TV set.
All right. Let me fix my heel.
You always on point. You know you don't lie. You know that.
What do men want from women?
I think just love and respect. Respect mine like I respect yours. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's how we're going to live it up like that. Because it's like, if you don't have no respect, it's no reason to be in a relationship. You know what I mean? So that's a lot of men really want. It's respect. You know what I mean?
I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you on that.
You know, you got the crazy people out there. Don't want to show no respect. You want to act up and all that. But it's all about respect and love. You know what I mean?
Right. So tonight, I am playing little slow jammy jams and things of that nature. Do you have a song request, maybe?
And you know I'm going to say
it.
And you know I'm going to say it. I want Tevin Campbell. I want Tevin Campbell along with you. Sounds of a whole girl crush. Direct.
Right? I did respond back to you. I don't know if you heard it, but I did respond back to you. I did play the song back to you. I forgot which one I played. The other last time we was on Cam together.
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
Oh, you heard it? Okay, I wasn't sure because it was at the end of the show, and they like to cut us off. So I wasn't sure.
Yeah, because it was after 11 and everything, but I was still on. I was still there. I was there on Facebook playing Words with Friends and stuff. You know how I do it.
Yes, you playing that back and forth. I know, right? I got cursed out a couple of times.
No, but you beat my butt on that now.
My co-host, 337. Hi, Black Reporter.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good
How
evening.
Are you?
You missed my dedication.
What dedication?
I dedicated a song. Stix, why you hang up? I dedicated a song to you, Black Reporter.
I'm sorry. What was it?
Stroking.
It figures.
Shout out to Marva in the chat room. Marva's in the chat room right now. Hold us down. They see you on Cam. My wig a little bit.
I have to interrupt you. I am inviting someone to our abode here. Her name is Clarissa. Clarissa, you there?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Okay. She is out of Sacramento, California, and she is a proud BBW, very beautiful BBW. This is our host, La Crush Hart. She's... you want to describe yourself, Therese, so she can know that you belong to this community?
Oh, gee whiz, golly, Black Reporter. Only you want to know all that, Black Reporter. Listen, Clarice, you do not have to put all your stats out there. I'm not trying to holler at her, Black Reporter. It's the radio.
I know it's a radio show.
That's
but...
the fun part about it. You ain't got to tell how you look. Except for me, I want Kim. At SuperFluffyFlirt.com. Slack reporter. We got Marva in the chat room. Say hi to Marva.
Hello,
say
Marva.
And Clarice, how is it in California right now?
It's boring.
Oh,
I mean, the weather.
I'm in New York City.
It's
boring here too. Huh?
Is the weather's good outside? I mean, we got sun.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, yeah, it's still early over there, right? 10 o'clock here.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Well, tonight we have a question. I'm posing it to men and women. For Black Reporter, what do men want from women? And for Clarice, what do women want from men?
Actually, the same answer.
What do women want from men?
Yeah.
Well, I can't speak for most women. I mean, for myself, I'm. It's hard to explain. I mean, I'm not. Most women want relationships, I guess, a commitment.
Uh-huh.
Me, no, not so much, but that's what I know most women want.
Actually, between you and me, I think men and women want the same thing.
And what's
that comes
that
out of the one? Honesty.
Honesty.
Yeah.
Do we want that? That's debatable, Black Reporter. Because it sounds good, but when you really do get the truth, I notice a lot of people don't know how to handle that. So I don't know, do you really want the truth?
We going to a few good men again?
No. I'm just saying.
You don't want
you
the
know,
truth.
Clarice,
you
our phone number should be local for you. Clarice, our phone number is 805. 830-834.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, talking to you,
Chris. I could barely hear it, that's why.
Okay, the phone number, and I dialed it for you, but the phone number for the radio show is 805-830-8320.
Right.
Okay.
So it might be local for you.
Is it local for you?
No.
Okay, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, no. Like, where is base at?
Well, no. Her base is in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the phone line for the talk show is an 805 number. And I co-host this show with her every Tuesday and Thursday night.
Not
oh,
this show.
Okay.
But
yeah.
A show.
Yeah, that's still not local for us.
Oh, okay.
But on cell phones, there's no long distance, so, you know.
Okay, Black Reporter. So,
okay.
Honesty is your final answer.
Yeah, honesty is my final answer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sticking to it.
I don't think so.
No, I don't
know that either.
Oh, okay. What's
you
your
thoughts? Well, to each their own. Like, for myself, yes, I prefer honesty, but some people don't want honesty. They like to live in their own little bubbles. They think if you have to lie to make them happy, they prefer for them to have to lie than the truth.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
So what you think about that, Black Reporter? Interesting.
Different way of looking at it.
Yeah. Okay. If that's what you're going for. Black Reporter, do you have a song request? I'll take a song request tonight. Hey, don't say
Reasons. No, I'm not going to say Reasons, okay?
Ask Clarice if she has one too. Clarice.
Clarice, do you have a song request?
Do I have a what?
Song request.
A song request?
Uh huh.
Okay, well, y'all play R&B, rap.
R&B.
R&B? Y'all play old school, new school, everything?
Everything.
Old and new.
Well, one of my favorite old school songs is the Ivy Brothers In Between the Sheets.
Oh,
that'll work.
Sheets, nice.
That'll work.
That'll work?
That'll work.
You voting for that too, Black Reporter?
Yes, ma'am.
Aw, boo.
What do you mean, boo?
You're supposed to come out with your own.
Well, I can still come up with my own. And don't say you can't find it because you've played it before.
What's that?
The Bell, Stay in My Corner.
I ain't got that.
Yes, you do have it, you liar.
I don't have that. What you mean, a liar?
Because you played it before, Crush.
I couldn't get away with that one right there.
Huh?
I said I can't get away with that one right there.
No, you can't get away with that one. Nope. You forget, I'm
okay.
Your co-host most of the time.
You're my co-host?
No,
okay. Oh, not tonight?
Not tonight.
No, you're just a guest tonight. Right.
Yeah.
You're just a guest tonight. All right, folks. We're asking an old age question, looking for brand new answers. What do women want and what do men want? You can give us a call at 803-830-8320.
Whoa. Give us the wrong phone number.
805-830-8320. What'd I say?
803.
Okay, 805-830-8320. I knew that. We got an unknown caller. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and you?
We're doing great.
That's good. Hello, Black Reporter.
Good evening.
This is Marva.
I have seen it with you. Good evening, Marva.
Good evening. What about Tony Terry, LaCrush? When I'm with you. That's
Tony
a pretty
Terry.
Nice song. Yeah.
I can find that. I like me for Tony Terry.
Now, what, I don't know. I think when it comes to men wanting things from women, I think we all know first and most of all it will be sex sometimes. You know, and then as Bobby Porter said, you know, honesty. But everybody wants honesty. You know, from anyone.
Right.
Anybody wants honesty. So, you know, me personally, you know, I ain't going front. All I want is just the sex from them because I don't need anything else. I can take care of myself, you know? So.
Oh, okay. Take care of yourself. Okay, so I'm going into song set, and when I come back, I went searching on the internet, and I found a couple of things about what women want from men, and I found a couple of guidelines about what men want from women. See, I do my research, people. I'm going to get into y'all songs, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more. So hold tight for me, and here we go. This is Tevin Campbell, dedicated to Sig. Mwah, Sig.
My name's Tevin. For sure. Oh yeah. We were holding hands in the park.
to hurry home before it starts. I can't wait to see my luck in. And I love the time we spend waiting for the break of day to come, so I can see your smile in the sun. I guess I couldn't wait in school. Oh, baby, see your pretty face. I've got to stay cool. Break it down.
No, don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Ooh,
oh, baby.
Don't leave me as a precious girl. I've had my
life. I've had my life.
Ooh, that's the way you leave me. Don't leave me as a precious.
That's why.
Alone with you.
I just wanna be alone with you.
And there's nothing else I'd rather do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Late Night with the Super Fluffy Flirt. I am Miss LaCrush Hart, and we just finished playing a nice little set right there. All the songs were 5 minutes long, because it's not my fault. Tevin Campbell, along with you, requested by Stigs out of Brooklyn, New York, and the Ozzy Brothers, Between the Sheets from Clarissa in California. And Tony Terry, When I'm With You, from Marva. You in Long Island, Marva?
Yes.
In Long Island.
Yep, Long Island.
Black and Porter?
Yep, still I'm still you? Here.
Is yep. Clarissa still with me?
No, she had to go take get her son. So, but she may be coming back a little bit later on. But
okay.
I will let her know that I was played.
Yep. Her song was played, and if anybody else have a song request, I'm taking song requests. Song request, shout outs, and dedications to superfluffyflirt@gmail.com, or you can text me. 347-946-0460. Please include your name and your location. That number again is 347-946-0460. And you can text me and the name and artist, shout outs, dedications, all that. And if I got it, I got you. That's how we do. What you gonna say?
Oh,
Black Reporter.
Oh, it's on me now, huh?
That
there was a song requested, but you never even played it. But
well, the show ain't over. Let me reform you that this show is 3 hours long. It's not two.
Oh.
It's three hours long.
3 hours long.
We only finished an hour. So, you know, you got time.
Okay.
But I got you. Your song request. You know I only do a 3-song limit. And all those songs are 5 minutes long. So I decided to just go ahead and do those real quick. But shout out to those that are anonymous. Shout out to Sins, Amen, Stigs, Marva, and all those checking us out in the chat room. Those that's viewing the cam right now, appreciate the love. And you can call in and join the conversation. 805-830-8320. I know y'all like there. She got a lot of phone numbers. But this is the new age of social networking. So you can text me. You can call me. You can do all that. We're chatting. You can see me. All that. Making faces and all that. Black Reporter. Can you beat me? No. You can't beat me. All right. No. That's not going to work. That's not going to work, Sin. Beepers, no. But you can... You can ring-a-ling-a-ling me with my cell phone. See, I'll get your text message. And that might ring or beep or something. I don't know. But, you know, we're working on it. Anyway, got a question. What? Oh, I don't have a question. I was supposed to tell y'all the top things that women want from men. First one is give sympathy, not solutions. If you could change just one thing, men, do this. When she talks to you about a problem she's having, just listen to her. Do not offer advice. She just wants you to pay attention while she vents, and then she will feel better. Just do it. What you think, Black Reporter?
Small break.
Do you think that would be a good tip?
Yeah.
Marva, what you think?
I agree.
You agree? Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah. I mean, it's easy enough to do, can't you? You know?
Oh, she wants the good ear.
Okay, but will that apply to men as well?
Well, sometimes with men.
Sometimes.
I don't know about
we could.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, guys, cuddle more. It's no good if the only time you are affectionate is when you want sex. You need to behold, hold hands, hug, kiss on a regular basis, or we'll feel neglected. I agree with that.
I agree too, because I'm very, you know, I like to be all that stuff, you know, like hugged and, you know, patted on the back and pampered and stuff. So, yeah, if I don't get that attention, yeah.
Okay.
Back rubs, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Just come and give me a back rub. You can go ahead and leave after that.
Number three, be neater. Wives and girlfriends hate. I repeat, hate having to pick up after a man. It's just common courtesy to do things like put your dirty clothes in a hamper instead of leaving them on the floor for somebody to trip over, wash some dishes, put away things. That should have been number one. That's not true. I know a lot of men that's very anally neat.
Yes.
I'm not very neat. I'm a very disorganized person. If I swerve my camera around right now, y'all will see clothes in the corner, bags on the floor, you know. I got stuff behind me on the bed. See, I'll move. You see how messy my bed is? Black boy, you can't see this because you're not on camera.
I know.
Yeah, I got a messy bed, pillows everywhere, and, you know. So I don't know about that one, but I think it's true to an extent. Like if you use a dish, wash that bitch.
That's it.
I don't like dishes. So that's something I don't like. Another one they have here is be able to have a conversation. If we can't have a good conversation about things besides finances, kids, jobs, household concerns, etc., life is going to feel boring. Be willing to discuss things like movies, books, memories from childhood, your dreams, etc. And I think I agree 112% with that. If it's just the same old conversation, the same old talking to, it's just going to get real tired. I like to have a debate back and forth with a man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I like to have that debate back and forth. Like, why they cheat? You drive us a treat. No, I don't. No.
Okay.
You know, heated and bothered. Okay. So, what was that, four?
Yeah.
Okay, that was four. I'm going to share one more, and then we're going to find something to tell the men. Number five, make love, not just have sex. A woman needs to have an emotional connection with you in order to have great sex. If it's just a wham bam and all you care about is getting off, she's not going to be very happy. In this day and age, yeah, I'm on the fence with that one. What do you think, Black Reporter?
Show the woman you truly love her by making love to her. And then just as you know, there is a big, big difference between getting your rocks off and making love.
Yeah, but what you think, Marva?
Honestly, I don't prefer, you know, I prefer to make love, you know, I don't prefer any other, the sex and the booty calls and the Minutemen and nothing like that. I prefer to make love, and I think it does help it, you know? So, I mean, you both open up more to each other.
Shout out to
you know, on the flip side, but on the flip side, I'll take the Minutemen.
Just take a Minutemen?
Yeah, if you know what he's doing and it's a decent size, hell yeah. Hit it real hard and go home. Simple as that.
That's what it is for the most part. If we're going to do it, I want you focused on me. If it's going to be a wham bam, if we're only doing it for 15 minutes, I need all your attention on me. And so. If, I don't know if I would call it exactly making love, because I doubt if you could make love in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. What I would call that is, and we've talked about this before, Black Reporter, on our other show a couple of years back. Anyway, it's called casual intimacy. Being intimate with somebody, but not on a level as you're my husband, you're my wife, but on another level that, you know, we're more than just bang partners. We're friends as well. So I think, you know, pay attention to me. Casual intimacy, we need to have a show on that. That might be next week's Super Fluffy Flirt Show.
That's a bad idea.
Sound like a good idea? Okay, I see I got song requests. I'm not going to get into that song just yet. What I'm going to do now is I got a few guidelines for women on what men want. It's not as many, but they're very significant. I've heard these segments from a dating coach that we had on the show. Right, I've heard some of these in that, you know, aspect as well. Men are not as, I'm going to say, anal or emotionally charged as women. We know that as being a fact. The first one they have here is men want a fun and exciting female companion. They want it fun and exciting. Meaning, and I've heard this before, Black Reporter, I don't know how right this would be for your generation, but men want a woman that can watch a sports game and enjoy it. Maybe he's into video games. So maybe, you know, she'll play a video game. Maybe he's into music. Maybe y'all go to concerts together. You know, just something that is not always
something you can enjoy together. Something you can enjoy together.
No, it's a little bit more than that.
You think?
Oh, thank you. No, it's a little bit more than that. It's more of what men are interested in. Like, women, we don't watch sports. Not all women. Let me take that back. Not all women watch sports and actually enjoy it. But women, you have to learn how to put your feelings aside and, you know, take one for the team pretty much. And,
yeah.
You know, sit there and watch it. And try to engage as much as you can.
Exactly.
I think so. I think that's a very good guideline.
Well, then, at the same time, you got a situation where it gets, quote-unquote, in the playoffs. number one, you want to be with your man, but you want, you know, your man's going to be flopped down in front of that TV watching his games and everything. So what's better to do than to learn what he likes?
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can do it together. You know? You're laughing. Why are you laughing, Crush?
Because I'm reading what Sin wrote in the chat room. She's like, really? Like, men is going to go wig shopping and shoe shopping with me.
Some men do that, though. Some men do go shoe shopping.
But they
now,
take
one
for the team. Right.
Mm-hmm,
they'll do that with you just to spend that quality time. But are women doing that with them? Are you going to an action-packed movie when you actually want to
I
see
do.
This romantic comedy that just came out?
I do.
You know,
are
we making
go.
That sacrifice?
I do. You have to compromise, you know, when you really think about it
right.
all. It's compromise. Because I'll sit and I'll watch football and baseball and basketball and boxing and wrestling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, there's things that he like. I mean, I think I do more of what my boyfriend likes than more of what I like because I'm more comfortable with what he likes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm an outgoing person. I'm really deep into sports and things like that, you know. But
Marvel.
Yeah, action movies. I love action movies. Karate flicks, I'm down with that, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm always, you know, there's not a problem with me when it comes to that.
Marvel, what the hell are you?
I just turned 40 on April 5th.
You just turned 40? Okay,
yeah.
you're
Right,
she didn't show up for her birthday.
You're,
thank you.
Valerie, happy birthday. You are more on my end of the scale then, because I'm 52. And I'm thinking that more of the crushes then, you know, if it ain't the Wii or video game or
gotcha.
Whatever,
mm-hmm.
it, that ain't it.
Yes.
You know, they ain't going for no cop or console or something like that.
It depends, Black Reporter, because in my age category, I don't smoke weed, but I have. I'm not what you consider a pothead, but I
no,
do
no,
once
I said
in a while.
Weed. I didn't say weed. I said weed. The game weed.
Never mind.
Gerard trips.
<Never mind.
laughs> No, but I understand what Black Reporter is saying, you know, and I understand what LaCrusha is saying too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think LaCrusha is more, she's more like the outgoing, probably like, well, yeah, I'm sure you go to movies with your man, LaCrusha. I'm sure you would, you know. You know, so it's just like, I guess it's really what she's interested in too, because if she doesn't like it, 9 out of 10, the man is not going to get his way. It's as simple as that.
Exactly.
That's what I think. You know, if I don't like
exactly.
it, I mean, like I said, I'm always compromising because that's just me. You know, I'm willing to go, you know, to make things even. And a lot of stuff, like I said, men like, I'm into already. You know, so it's like, okay, well, if she's not liking it, you can forget it, whoever you may be, okay? If she's not feeling it, forget it. It's not going to happen.
Crush.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Crush. Would you go and rent Clinton President Danger?
I would. I like that movie. Very good movie.
Would I go
so
rent?
So do I. Yeah.
Yeah. If that's what he wanted to see.
Okay.
You know, I talk a lot of G-A-M-E on here, but I'm a sucker. If you are the right type of brother for me,
mm-hmm.
I'm a punk. And, you know, and that's like, I really am. But that's the thing. That's where we mess up at, because a lot of men don't want to fight for that. They see this person on the internet, I'm rough, I'm loud, I'm blah, 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 blah. But when you're here with me, I'm jolly, go lucky, the same person on the internet. But if you have that personality that's like, I'm not going to say dominant, but I'm just saying has a little edge to it, I'm going to call it that, have a little edge to it, then I'm a sucker. I'm falling for that. I'm doing everything that you want. I'm going to get the action movie. I watch basketball. I don't do football. I watch basketball, baseball. I'll even watch hockey. Football, mm-hmm. I can't do. I went to a football game, and I was sleeping on my titties just like this, doing the whole game.
You are crazy.
They had to wake me up. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. So serious. I went to a football game, and I was straight, had hood over my head, knocked out, doing the whole game, cheering and all that, just knocked out. I'm telling you, it doesn't do it for me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gee whiz, golly. We got a person on the phone right now from Unknown. Is that somebody I know?
I don't know. Is it somebody you know?
Oh, see, I didn't know it was you. It says Unknown.
You knew that was me.
I really didn't know.
You did.
He said, no, Chip. I really didn't know. How you is?
I is frustrated.
Why are you frustrated?
Because I can't get what I want tonight, and I'm very upset.
I know that.
Oh. Aww. Rick, what's the matter, baby?
I can't get what I want.
Aww. Why they doing you like that?
Because him don't want me.
Aww. I know that feeling.
What's up, what's up, everybody? What's up, black world, white world, everybody? What's up?
What you got going down tomorrow night, lady?
I don't know. I've just been in a funk, black reporter. I'm not getting what I want, you know? I'm listening to this conversation, and it's offering some type of solace, but I'm still not getting what I want.
Aww. Okay.
And I'm probably never going to get what I want. I'm never going to get
it.
I mean, is
all
it
right.
Too much to ask for? Really?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Damn. Yep.
If you're looking for it around the corner, maybe.
You don't even know what I want. I mean, female domination is not that bad a thing. Yeah. Another story for another day. I'm sorry I disrupted
the
show.
That's a whole other conversation.
A whole other show.
That is for a whole other show. Shout out to Finn. In the chat room right now. You can call us or call people and join the conversation as well. 805-830-8320. Like I said, you can also text me and send me a song request at 347-946-0460. I'm going to go ahead and get into this next song request and set and come back, and we're going to finish our tips and conversation. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, and all those that are listening, I should say gentlemen because there are more people listening. Shout out to Stiggs. Oh, yeah, he left. And somebody anonymous is in there. Where am I going? Okay. This song is a request and a dedication to our good friend, Mike the Moderator, at thematrixstudios.com. I'll definitely make sure he listens to this request.
I'm kiss.
Yeah.
late nights with the super fluffy flirt. I am Miss LaCrush Hart, the super fluffy flirt. Gotta say that fast. Go to the website, superfluffyflirt.com/camshow, and you can see me live on cam. You can also join us in the chat room. We just finished playing some nice tunes. I don't know how they feel about it. But we had a request/dedication, Prince with Kiss, dedicated to our good friend over at thematrixstudios.com, Mr. Mike the Moderation. He got a lot of little fan base over here. After that, we played one of my favorites, Stephanie Mills, Something in the Way You Make Me Feel. Right. And we also played Dennis Edwards, Don't Look Any Further. And I got my peoples in the chat room right now. We got Marva, Sin, Stigs, chilling in the chat room. Appreciate it. And we also got Marva on the phone line. We got Black Reporter. And we also got... And we are talking about what do women want from men and what do men want from women. Let me continue on with a few more of these tips that I've gotten. Men want to share meals with their women companions, especially when she cooks for him. I don't know about all that. What you think, Black Reporter?
What do you mean you don't know about all that?
I'm not a cooker.
Well, okay, I can accept that.
You know, I said this before, I'll say it again, Black Reporter.
Let me ask you this. When you have a meal with, when you have a meal with a man, don't you want to share with him?
No. Well, watch.
I mean, it's not that you want to share with him. Sometimes if I have food on my plate and he has something on his, I may want to take some of his if I don't have any more on my plate, you know, and things like that. So, I mean, whether it's him biting the hamburger and me biting it after him, no, not after any man. No.
No, I don't mean like that.
No, I don't mean like that.
Okay.
I mean, we both sit down at the table and we have a conversation. That type of share.
Okay.
Exactly.
I do that.
Black Reporter. I'm going to tell you this. I got turned off to that idea in my 20s.
Why?
When you growing up, because when I was growing up, my older adult women in my life used to always say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, right?
Of course.
And I took that to heart. I really did take that statement to heart. You know, if you wanted to keep your man, blah, 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 feed him, and if it's good, he'll stay, blah, blah, blah. I used to do that when I was young, 20, 21. I moved in here when I was 21. No, yeah, 21 going on 22. I moved into my first apartment. And I did it all. I had the video game. I watched the sports. I had all that going. I had the video game that he enjoyed. I had that going. I watched the TV, the sports. I cooked. I asked him what he wanted. He told me what he wanted. I was doing it, Black Reporter. I mean, I was doing it big, you know. If he wanted, when he walked through that door, there was a hot meal waiting for him. But they were assholes. Bottom line, long story short, they okay, maybe two. But all of them, rest of them, were assholes. So it just really turned me off. And I got to the point, like, I'm done. I don't have that patience anymore. Like, if somebody comes over, they normally ask me what I want. You know, and I tell them nothing. And so, therefore, they should not expect anything. A cup of water. They come over. That's how I roll. Maybe if there's somebody I really like out there. But other than that, There's nobody I really like. All my crushes are internet crushes. So I don't have to mix in food. So.
I fooled.
Men want a lot from what I'm reading. Another tip they have, men want you to support them in their work and boost their confidence.
Exactly.
Isn't that for all people?
Of course.
I think that's for all people. But we do. Okay, you know what's going to be a show topic? What's going to be a show topic is the ride or die bitch. That's going to be a show topic.
Good one.
That definitely has to be something we talk about. The ride or die. Like, really? Like, no. Yeah, we need to talk about that. Black Reporter,
wait,
do you want to add anything to this list?
Run that by me again.
Run what by you?
The last part. Why the garbage?
Wait, what? I don't think
what
I said garbage.
Ride or die. Ride or die chick.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
The ride or die,
okay.
I said this.
Okay. Okay.
The ride or die chick, like, no. I don't get that one. But that's going to be a show topic, definitely. I got to write that down.
I want to know if a lot of men know the difference between a house and a home, because I think that plays part in the relationship. Because you have some women that live with men, and she'll do all of what, the cooking and the cleaning, as the crush just said, and as I do, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them don't know how to appreciate that, but they will come around, and they will spend 3 and 4 days with you. I want to know if those men know between a house and a home. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's a home, you'll come home every day to this woman because she's doing what she's supposed to do as a woman for you. And you vice versa, which is out there working and whatever you're supposed to do. You know? So that's what I want to know.
Ooh.
You know?
That sounds like a decent topic. Brick, are you still with us? Yeah, Brick is gone. She's not with us. Okay, so let's get through these real quick. What women want? They want men to be romantic. If you treat your woman or girlfriend like one of your buddies, she isn't going to be very happy. What women want from men are regular small gestures of love to remind her how lucky she is to be with you. I agree with that.
Okay.
Women want men to be emotionally open. A man who rarely or never shares his feelings is going to frustrate the woman he's with. Not only is it healthier for you to open up and express a little emotion, share your feelings with her, will make her feel closer to you, which will make her happy. It depends.
Nope.
It depends.
That's not a problem with me.
It's not a problem with you?
Nope.
Okay. Be good with foreplay, which will be our next show topic this week, actually, on Pillow Talk. But this is one of the top reasons, I mean, things that women want from men. Be good with foreplay. If you consider 5 minutes enough time for a good roll in the hay, you can be sure she is unsatisfied, unless she's one of those feel lucky women who can have a vaginal orgasm. She needs more time, and she needs you to be emotionally engaged with her. Did I say that earlier? But that is one of the top reasons. Okay, so we have another one where it is have passion. which is one. Man needs to feel passion for something in his life besides the woman he loves, or he'll be dull. So basically have ambition. It could be career, your hobby, volunteer pursuit, but life together is so much better if you're living up to your potential and making yourself happy by doing something you love. So be ambitious, pretty much. And the last one they have up here is be equal partners. And that's all we ever wanted. It's not enough to bring home a paycheck. Women need your emotional support, and they need you to be a co-parent, helping out every step of the way, from changing diapers, midnight feeds, blah, blah, blah. Equally divide household chores. You got the bathroom, I got the kitchen. You know, say goodbye to the idea of women work and be willing to help with everything. So that's definitely something that women need to do. Finishing off what men want. Men want you to look great, keep in shape, and express confidence about your body.
Yeah.
I want too much. Men want you to listen to them and treat them with respect. That's all women. I don't even think that's even a top. I mean, that's all men. I mean, that's everybody. Men need private time to unwind, to engage in sports, hobbies, and to spend time with other men. That's a bitch move. Black Reporter, nothing. What you think about that, Black Reporter?
Well, repeat that last statement, please.
I said that's a bitch move.
What? What is?
Spend time with my boys.
Huh?
I want to make a shout out to my boys. I think that's a bitch move. Good night.
It can be.
Shout out to Russ. Marva, you not muted. Marva, you leaving us? Yeah, Marva hung up.
Russ is out there?
Russ is out there, I think. I don't know. But shout out to Russ. She said shout out to Russ. So that's what that was about. And we also have men want great sex. Consistent, frequent, and passionate lovemaking score high with them. That's everybody. I don't know about the frequent.
That's what I'm saying. That's everybody, yeah.
Right. So a lot of this stuff is, I don't know. What you think, Black Reporter? You want to add anything else?
It's everybody. No. No, I can't do anything else.
You don't have nothing else to add to this?
Mm-mm.
Brick, are you still with us? Yeah, Brick is done.
Yeah.
All right, Black Reporter, I'm going to get into these last songs. You are tuned into Late Night with the Super Fluffy Flirt, Mr. Crush Heart. This is going to be another hour, and we get off at 1 o'clock here. So, Black Reporter, you can stay and listen, or are you going to leave, too?
I'm probably going to leave. So I will wish you all a good evening.
Aw. Okay. Bye, Black Reporter.
Good night.
All right, folks. The line is going down at 20 minutes. Get your song request in. We got the number open. If you want to add any more to the conversation, you sure can at 805-830-8320. If you have a song request of such, you can do so at 347. I didn't forget my own number. 347-946-0460. Send me a text, and we'll make it happen. And right now, I'm going to play some of my favorite songs. And I have to play this one, because this one rates pretty high on a list of Bedroom Boom songs. This is the Ozzy Brothers. They'll say goodnight.
Thank you. Give all of my love.
This is
just me, and I'll give it to you, baby. So won't you give me one more chance? Give me one more chance.
Maybe not just a little bit.
We can have an everlasting romance. Baby, 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 baby. I give you all of my love, all of my kisses.
You're the star of playing games.
I don't want to play no more. I don't want to play no more. To give you every little piece, every little part of me, baby.
Baby, not just a little bit.
Not just a little bit. I want to give you all of it, baby. And then I don't want to.
Baby,
yeah.
Baby, I'm ready.
Come on.
Baby, ooh. Baby, I'm ready. Baby, I'm ready.
Baby, ooh, baby.
Baby, not just a
little bit. To love you all over. To love you all over. To love you all over. Your body, baby.
I'm the best and baddest chick that you ever known. Straight just my foes, lying, happy, licking my toes. Oh, had a backed up, only sex once and stacked up. Top that, we in the bed, say drop that. Ain't nothing free, hope you got that. We'll put that, now pop that. You rock that, let me top that. Got the pro tongue to rock that. Y'all stop me, or I'll me.
Okay, I gotta jump in here real quick. I wanted to let everybody know that we're going into after hours. You may not hear us. This may be your last time to call in and speak to me. 805-830-8320. You have been listening to Late Night with the Super Fluffy Flirt, Miss LaCrush Hart. You can also see me on cam at superfluffyflirt.com. I want to let everybody know that we will be back on air tomorrow, Monday, for Full Fantasy Radio. We'll be talking about, what do we got tomorrow? I got to get that for you. But we'll be at Brick's House, 8 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. We'll be back on Tuesday for the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thursday is Spoken Memoirs, which is an open mic night. You can call in with your freestyle, if you write poems. Everybody's homework is to write their own poetry, their own poem about internet crushes. That's the theme. So if you want to write a poem, you can do that. If you want to share freestyle. We have no book, no beats or anything like that. Or if you want to submit music, you can submit your music at phonefantasyradio.com and use the little form up there. Or you can just send it via email to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And I'll definitely try to get you played live on Thursday. We also started a brand new, I mean very brand new, this is going to be our second episode of Pillow Talk, a virtual slumber party. And this is going to appear Friday and another Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Shout out to Stig. Shout out to Marva, Finn, Black Reporter, Therese, everybody that tuned in and checked in. Shout out to Brick for holding us down. We got a full week of online entertainment for you, grown and sexy. I'm going to continue after this for another half an hour until 12:30, playing good music. Once again, you can send in those song requests to 347-946-0460. SuperFluffyFlirt@gmail.com. Also, let us know, you know, what you want to hear when I'm doing my live shows. Like us on Facebook at SuperFluffyFlirt, and you'll get the updates of when I go live. And on that note, everyone, enjoy this week and stay tuned to Phone Fantasy Radio. Get on the phone trying to call me. It's not going to go through. You got 10 seconds. I don't think it's going to go through, Sig. Right. Yeah, it ain't go through. If your number's not showing up, babe, I can't. Try pressing 1, but your number's not here. I can't bring you on. Sorry, babe. Maybe next time. It's not going to go through. We already finished the record. I'm in after hours, so it's not going to go through. You got to call me before 12. So that's how that rolls. But if you want to talk to me, what you can do is call me up. And you can talk to me right now via telephone at 347-946-0460. So you can't, it's not letting you come in. It's not going to let you call in. Anyway, if you have a song request, let me know. Right now, I'm going to play some Release Some Attention. I got some Shirley Murdock. I got some Jodeci. I got some Silk. Yeah, we're about to set the mood. It's after hours. Late night with the Super Fluffy Flirt. It's the Fresh Heart. It's still going strong.
I'm the best. And baddest chick that you ever known, straight up to my foes, like half feet licking my toes, oh, had a backed up, only sex once and stacked up, top that, we in the best, pay drop that, ain't nothing free, hope you got that, we'll put that, now pop that, you rock that, let me top that, got the pro tongue, we rock that, y'all size me, all eyes me, y'all easy like the Ivy League, when we go rappers, keep trying me, on GP, cause I'm DP, none of y'all boys can't see me.
What's your name? You got game, you wanna know what it be like with a deal is if I'm a man at me. Say you got the things that I need. What's your name? Cause you got game, you wanna know who I roll with, who I be with, who I'm down with, who I like to do, then that's the things that you do. Like me, you like me, you like me, you like me.
Hands aside.